You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Federal flood relief could be coming if the White House signs off on a disaster declaration. The governor's request to the White House follows damage estimates showing more than 1,500 homes lost or majorly damaged, plus tens of millions in public infrastructure costs. Across Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties, damage estimates are currently at around $76 million. Homeowners should know that if inspectors didn't visit their home, it doesn't mean that they haven't qualified for help. If you haven't already, you should check with your insurance company to see what your policy offers. People should also report that flood damage to 211. The Buc-ee's will proceed, for now. A Milwaukee County judge yesterday dismissed a lawsuit aimed at blocking the massive Buc-ee's Travel Center planned for Oak Creek. The ruling was against a group called Oak Creek Neighbors United. They had claimed that the project approval was illegal. The dismissal means Buc-ee's can continue moving forward with plans for a 73,000-square-foot store along I-94 near the Milwaukee-Racine County line. At this point, Labor Day weekend gas prices are trending in the right direction. Melissa Kay has more.
Officials at Gas Buddy predict the average gas prices over the Labor Day weekend will be $3.15 per gallon. This would be 14 cents lower than last year and the lowest price at the pump on Labor Day since 2020. The recent jump in prices over the past month is because of localized refinery outages. However, drivers can expect to see prices drop as gas stations start to transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in mid-September. As the demand falls with the temperatures, gas prices will continue to cool. There are still some challenges with hurricane season and uncertainty over trade, tariffs, and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, officials at Gas Buddy remain optimistic that gas prices will continue their downward trend.
Brookfield police are investigating that now former Milwaukee tool worker accused of stealing over $1 million in tools. Investigators say he did it by messing around with the company's internal ordering system. The employee who worked in IT allegedly placed false orders that were shipped without payment, deleting records to cover it up. School is starting, so a shelter needs to be moved. The Red Cross has moved its emergency flood shelter from Milwaukee Marshall High to the former Milwaukee Environmental Science Academy near Dineen Park. The move allows Marshall to get ready ahead of the school year starting next Tuesday. More than 150 people have used the Red Cross shelter since the floods began, with 51 staying overnight earlier this week. The City of Milwaukee's recycling operation is getting back on track, with pickups resuming today. To catch up, the city wants people to set out their bins on their typical pickup day and to put any overflow recyclables in cardboard boxes, not bags. Drop-off centers remain open with no fees. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field, the ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Tune, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers around in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures near 70 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Friday, mostly sunny, cool, but comfortable with highs in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.